So Shri Krishna will describe here those manifestations where there is a permanent characteristic of the manifestation of Paraprakriti. Not a full manifestation of Paraprakriti, because that will be the complete manifestation of all aspects of the Divine. But in some specific threads of development, on certain lines of development. But even that is sufficient to tell you that if this is possible under special circumstances, in certain individuals, it is also possible for everyone. And therefore, you can see the Divine everywhere, even when the special manifestations have not come out. You can then see the Divine everywhere, whether that Divine manifests in Paraprakriti's form in its perfection or not. To perceive the dynamic omnipresence of the Divine and to perceive the possibility of a perfect manifestation of the Divine, that is the secret of Vibhuti Yoga. This is what Sri Krishna wanted to tell Arjuna, that all these individuals who are here, they are all manifestations of the Divine. Drona and Karma, Karna, as well as Yudhishthira and Arjuna and Bharata and Bhima and others, they are all manifestations of the Divine. The entire battle is the Divine manifestation. In this battle, everyone is carrying out the Divine's will. Even unwillingly he carries out the Divine's will without knowledge. We have now the privilege of knowing the Divine will directly, supremely with a revelation. Therefore, I now declare to you, fight. The answer of Sri Krishna is not merely an intellectual answer, but shows him that here is the presence of the Divine everywhere, and I am the source of everything, and I give you the command, fight.
So it's a dialogue of Nara and Narayan, and Nara is Arjuna, he says, Pandava Naam Arjuna.
That's right, correct.
So you all have that Divine in you.
Absolutely, you can... correct. I think we shall stop here now, because the description of the Vibhutis is not so difficult, but this was the most important part, which explains what is the purpose of this Vibhuti Yoga and why Sri Krishna enumerates, so that all the Vibhutis, when they are known fully, we come to know the omnipresence of the Divine. And then this battlefield will not be seen as a something contrary to the Divine. This battlefield itself is a work which will show you the depth of the Divine's presence. The battlefield itself is a Divine field. Therefore, Kurukshetra is Dharmakshetra, which was right in the very first word of the Bhagavad Gita, that is what is described. And this is the purpose of this Vibhuti Yoga, which will lead us then in the 11th chapter into Vishwarupa Darshan, that we shall see next time.